Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 4:34.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is John 4:34. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. What gets you charged up when you're feeling emotionally or spiritually fatigued, apathetic, or drained by the monotony of life? What is that thing or activity, or maybe it's a person, that sparks a fresh fire within you? What truly nourishes you and makes you come alive? God has given us so many wonderful gifts to fill, to strengthen and invigorate our souls. So nature, the sun shining on our faces, or that gentle breeze that awakens our senses with the smell of newly blossomed flowers. An afternoon touring an art museum that reminds us of our vividly creative God. Maybe an afternoon holding a baby, sitting with a friend, or meditating deeply on the truths of God. Years ago, I spent hours training for sprint triathlons, meaning the shortest variety, although it still involved engaging in intense workouts and often in the equally intense heat. And during that time, I experienced a lot of cravings, but not for junk food. My body craved nutrient-rich food, oranges, almonds, bananas, and on especially hot days, lemon juice. My body knew what it needed to thrive. Well, the same is true for our souls. We were created to worship, to connect with, and to live for Jesus Christ. Therefore, we will never truly feel fulfilled, at peace, full, until we are doing that for which we were created. As we yield to Christ, His Spirit flows through us, invigorating, encouraging, and empowering us in much the same way a packet of energy gel does a triathlete or marathon runner. And this was the image that came to mind when I read today's verse. Jesus and his disciples were traveling from Judea to Galilee on foot, and upon reaching Samaria, tired and thirsty, Jesus sat at a well to rest and to encounter an unnamed woman revealed in John chapter 4. Well, meanwhile, his disciples went into town to buy food. When they returned, they were surprised to find him talking with a Samaritan woman for a few reasons, although they never asked Jesus about this, nor did this woman stick around long enough for introductions. Instead, leaving her water jug at the well, the item symbolizing her deepest thirst now quenched by the Messiah, she ran back to her village saying, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" As you can imagine, this drew the townspeople out of their homes and the village to the well where Jesus, still unfed, remained. The disciples, seeing all of these people coming toward them and probably envisioning a long and potentially tiring afternoon of ministry, urged Jesus to eat, to which he replied, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me." He knew why he had come, and he knew where to go to receive true soul deep nourishment. His food was to remain intimately connected through obedience and unity to his Father. I found this statement, recorded in the Expositor's Greek Testament, intriguing. Quote, "Jesus does not say that his meat is to bring living water to parched souls, but to do the will of him that sent me and to accomplish his work," end quote. It's really that simple, isn't it? Jesus knew what God the Father wanted him to do, and he did it. God created us to know and to do his will also. Jesus told us in John chapter 6, verse 57, "Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me." Now, this implies an ongoing union, which involves walking with Jesus, stepping where he tells us to step, and doing everything he asks us to do. Such connected living, it nourishes us, and it also helps protect us from those things like selfishness, pride, bitterness, jealousy that decay our souls. Jesus is the bread of life. He is the one who promises to strengthen and to sustain us for whatever lies ahead. As he stated in John chapter 15, he is the vine, and we are the branches that are attached to him. We're soaking in his spiritual sap as we remain connected and yielded to him however he leads. Have you ever heard the phrase, "What you feed grows and what you starve dies"? Or maybe to phrase it differently, in many ways, we create our own appetites, either for those things that satiate and nourish our souls, or those things that leave us weak, weary, and spiritually depleted. Therefore, the more time we spend with Jesus and living as he desires, the more we experience his life in and pouring through us, the more we'll long for that, and the more we come alive. And so today, I invite you to start small. Choose one way you can connect more deeply with Jesus, and also one way you can live out his mission. And then do that each day for a week. Maybe choosing those activities that will only take 5 minutes when your schedule doesn't allow for more, and maybe selecting those things that take 10 minutes or 15 minutes when your time feels more free. But consistently make the choice and then evaluate the impact on your personal satisfaction, on your joy, and on your peace, and on your intimacy with Jesus, who is the source of joy and peace. Let's pray. Holy Father, you created our inmost being. You know what we truly need to thrive, and that is your heart for us. Your heart is that at each moment we would feel vitally alive, that we would not just survive, not just get through our day, but that we would thrive. And you have given us everything we need in Jesus Christ in order to do that. Lord, may we not crowd out that deep, soul-fulfilling spiritual food that you offer us every day. May we not crowd that out with temporary fillers that we won't remember tomorrow. May we focus on those things that will truly make us come alive. Give us the strength, the wisdom, the insight to do that, Lord. Give us a hunger for you and the things of you. Show us this week where we can take time to spend with you. Show us what you would like that time to look like. And then show us one person that we can love on your behalf, really that you can love through us. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.